On August 19, 2003, the United Nations headquarters in Baghdad was targeted in a massive suicide truck bombing. 22 staffers were killed and more than 150 others were wounded. Among those killed was the top UN official in Iraq, Sergio Vieira de Mello. The flag that once flew over the UN building in Baghdad hangs torn and damaged at UN headquarters in New York, where the commemoration took place. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon laid a wreath honoring those killed beneath a plaque containing their names.
Martha Tees, Basim Mahmoud Otawi.
A UN official read the names of the 22 who lost their lives in the deadly attack. UN officials, staffers, the Iraqi ambassador, and other representatives then observed a moment of silence. A 15-minute-long classical music piece, commissioned for the occasion, entitled Song Without Borders, was performed to honor the work of the United Nations and those committed to its mission of peacekeeping. Mr. Bon said the UN lost some of its best and bravest staff that day, but their legacy endures.
Their children have grown without a parent. Their other beloved ones, many who are here with us now, feel their absence every day. We too mourn them all. They were heroes. They faced the danger to help people in need. They did their job in its largest and most noble sense.
After the attack, the UN scaled back its operations in Iraq, but its presence is growing once again. The organization has helped organize elections and draft a new constitution. Humanitarian agencies have helped those in need. The Secretary General says security measures are constantly being reviewed worldwide, particularly in light of the bombing of UN offices in Algiers on December 11, 2007. 17 staffers were killed in that attack.
We think every day about how to ensure that our staff can operate under the best possible conditions, how we can provide state-of-the-art equipment, the strongest protection, and the most extensive safety measures.
Since the beginning of UN peacekeeping operations in 1948, more than 700 personnel have lost their lives in the line of duty. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.